This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witts. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Going to talk today and again tomorrow about mistakes. One thing's very clear about life. We all make mistakes. It's certain that you and I will make mistakes. Some will be small, others significant, and there could be others that have really terrible consequences. But I wonder, is there any positive thing in this topic? Well, I think there are, because I know some people's lives are changed. You know, a mistake they might made, perhaps driving through a red light, can actually have tragic consequences if your car hits a pedestrian or another car, and that kind of thing happens. But I do want to suggest, and you might like to help me think about this, that we can learn from our mistakes. Now, there's a great illustration of this. It's a true story of a manager of an IBM project that lost $10 million. This man, the manager, lost it before the project got underway, and they scrapped the project. So he was called to a meeting of the corporate office of IBM. He went in expecting to be sacked. He stood there in fear, and then he said, "I suppose that you want my resignation." And his boss actually said, "No, we don't want your resignation. We've just spent $10 million educating you." Now, I think that's a pretty good illustration. Someone has said that if you don't learn from your mistakes, there's no sense making them. So, yes, it's a fact of life. There are many reasons why people make mistakes. There can be personal things. Some people can make the same mistake over and over again. It probably depends on the person and their own situation. Yes, we're all different, and we make our own choices. And a lesson. Well, there's a story about a young cashier in a bank who showed great promise, and one day the young man happened to be alone with the president of the bank. He said, "I'd like to rise to a high position like you one day. Have you got some advice?" And the head of the bank had two words for him. "Yes," he said, "right decisions." The young man thought about it, but, "Yeah, but how do I learn to make right decisions?" He said, "Experience." The young man thought about that and said, "But how do I get experience?" And the president of the bank said, "Bad decisions." Well, who doesn't make mistakes? That's what Norman Vincent Peale said. But the greatest error of all is to let any mistake destroy your faith in yourself. The only sensible course, he said, is to study and analyse, why did I make that mistake? And then learn what you can from it, forget it, and go ahead. Figure on doing better next time. There's also some great verses of encouragement from the Bible that help us along this way, like Romans 3 verse 32, which says, "All of us have failed, falling way short of fulfilling the beauty of God's plan, that which God intended us to be." Yes, so we do fail. We sin. Jesus was perfect, but there is hope. But do you know that mistakes are actually occasions for God to providentially work all things for good? Now, this is the amazing thing of what God does for us. We call it, in the Christian faith, the grace of God. The grace of God that's available for us, that's strong enough to turn our mistakes into his masterpieces. There's a book written by Billy Graham called How to Be Born Again. And he tells the story of some men in Scotland who spent the day fishing. They had a meal that evening in a little inn. And one of the fishermen, he was describing the size of the fish. He threw out his hands, and as he did, he hit the hands of the waitress who was getting ready to set this cup of tea in his place. So his hand and the teacup collided, and the tea and everything went against the walls of this little inn. And immediately an ugly brown stain spread all over the wall. Now, the man was very embarrassed. He apologized, but one of the other guests jumped up and said, "Never mind," and he pulled a pen from his pocket and he began to sketch around the ugly brown stain on the wall. And there was a picture of a magnificent royal stag with the antlers spread, and that man was Sir Edwin Landseer, a man in England known for his tremendous paintings of animals. Yes, that actually happened. A true story happened as an accident. Billy Graham says that tells me that if we confess our sins and our mistakes to God, he can make them out something for our good as well as his glory. Sometimes, he said, it's harder to admit our mistakes and our stupidities to God than it is for our sins. But Romans 8:28 in the Bible says that if we are committed to God, he can make them work together for our good and his glory. Thank you, Lord, that mistakes are not final. Help us, Lord, to be positive and to look to you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.